Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three more chances, case of the Mondays, at least here on the BetMGM network. So I was just sitting here this morning before the show. I'm like, oh, what is my case of the Mondays? There's been so much going on over the last week. I was thinking I didn't have much. And then, like, as the show is getting closer and closer, I'm like, yeah, you know what? This pisses me off. That pisses me off. So I got a few things, Sam, that I want to bring up for case of the Mondays. I know we're going to end up running out of time, and maybe we're going to save some of it for some of our other stuff moving forward over the next couple hours. But where do you want to start with your case of the Mondays here?
Guess who spent 3 hours in urgent care Thanksgiving morning?
Thanksgiving morning.
So as people know, I was back in Chicago. I flew in Sunday, did the You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff show Sunday, and then went out with the boys all day. And then Monday I wake up with like a ringing sort of a pain in my right ear. And for those not watching the show on YouTube, Stadium, Twitch, I have over-the-head old-school radio headphones on. So my ear starts to hurt Monday, and I don't think anything of it. Tuesday it's worse. I take some ibuprofen, pain goes away, comes back 6 hours later, take some more ibuprofen. Wednesday, it's worse. Like, it really hurts, just hurts. And I'm not really jamming anything in there because the pain is really bad. Thursday morning, wake up, whatever had grown in my ear had popped. And there's just blood all over my right ear, right here.
Oh.
So, go to urgent care, get there at 9:30 in the morning, Thanksgiving morning. What a treat. Get into the waiting room. Nurse asks, well, how's your holiday season going? It's just great, toots. Thanks for asking.
I'm looking at you.
Thanks for asking. Can we talk about my job now? So after, you know, hour and a half, somebody finally comes in and they look in my ear and go, oh, what's happening? Well, you had an infection that morphed into a cyst that then popped.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so is this on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad? We don't know yet. So then they basically go get a Windex bottle with a stem, and there's a bunch of like saline in this bottle, and they just blast me in the ear for 10 straight minutes. Fill me like a balloon with water. Spray me to flush the ear out, and then it drains into a bucket, and we do this for 10, 15 minutes. And then, oh, we might as well do the other ear, because there's some blockage there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out there's a busted cyst, and the doctor says, what do you do for work? I said, well, I host some radio shows. Do you wear earbuds? Yes, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Not anymore, you don't.
Damn.
So I got the kibosh, no more earbuds, and it sounds like earbuds are just not good for people. And that's unfortunate to say out loud because I do like my earbuds and I have my wired earbuds over there on the table.
Yeah.
But from now on, apparently, old school stereo headphones, the old Sonys that we used to wear when we were doing terrestrial radio. Yeah, these are the ones I used to wear at WGN.
I got one of those.
I was thinking the other day, I need to get a new pair because this one's falling apart. But
that's the first thing I did on Black Friday, buy a pair of Sony over-the-head headphones. That was my Thanksgiving Friday. My overweight, fat, you know, all I did was eat Wednesday, Thursday. Now I'm deaf in one ear. Just a tremendous Thursday, Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Damn. Did you learn anything else? Because I wear earbuds every day. And you hear things that they're bad for you a number of ways. And it sounds like you're going to say the actual insertion into the ear is bad for you. Like some people say, oh, the waves, whatever. Who the hell knows? We're all going to die anyways. It's just a matter of how and when. But like, how bad is it? Do I need to go? Like, I know they have like the wireless ones too, right? Over the head ones. Like, I guess the Beats maybe. I think those are, I think they have wireless available there, but we should not be doing the earbuds. Did you learn anything that you could share with the class?
She basically said earbuds are the devil in so many words.
The devil?
So she didn't say that. I'm being hyperbolic, as one would do after having to be in the urgent care for 2 hours and 45 minutes. She said earbuds are just not good for you. And people don't clean them. And if you have buildup in your ear and you keep jamming earbuds in, how many times? I mean, every time we go to break, we take them out for the most part. So you take them out, you stick them back in. And you do that how many times a day times how many days a week? And if the earbuds aren't clean, I mean, how many times you clear your – I mean, I'm asking rhetorically. I don't want anybody to answer this. I guess if you're driving around listening, you can answer out loud. But, like, how many times do you clean your earbuds? For me, I don't know, every 2-3 weeks. Like, get in there with a paper towel and clean them off. But then, like, sometimes it's maybe a month. And everything that's in your ear then gets jammed into your ear and gets pushed deeper into your ear. Mm. So that's what it was. It was an infection. Luckily, it stayed on the exterior of my ear and didn't get, like, inside, didn't rupture the drum or anything. Yeah. But I can't hear out of my right ear still. And they gave me this cream that doesn't work on top of the 3-hour visit.
You didn't notice a change after they cleaned them out and drained your ear? You didn't notice?
No. I felt like I had water in my ear for at least 2 days because the sensation of them – basically, imagine a super soaker getting blasted in your ear for 15 straight minutes. Even though the water's not in there, it feels like it's in there. I felt like I was walking around weighted because I had – you know, the perception that there was water in my ear. It's just a bad experience, man. But yeah, I'm probably not going to use earbuds anymore. Now, my doctor also says don't drink as much, but kiss my ass. Yeah, like I will part with some things. I am not parting with that. But no, I'm going to start wearing these over-the-head headphones for the rest of my life, I guess.
Were you asked the question, how much alcohol do you drink?
No, this wasn't that kind of appointment. It wasn't a checkup. It was an urgent care visit.
Never know.
Enough to party is usually what I say. Usually when the doctor asks me that, enough to party.
Yes, I'm not giving you a number, dude. You don't want to know that number. It's going to haunt you. damn. Sorry you had to deal with that. That sucks. But I was wondering when we popped on why you were with those headphones, and now I have the explanation. I just thought you were changing things up a little bit, but there you are. It's more comfortable, I'm sure.
It feels great.
Really comfortable.
Feels great.
There you go. All right, good. Very good. Where do I go? There's a number of directions I could go. You were in town. You saw the snow we got. God, it sucks. Dude, it's November. And, you know, I saw a video, and it was very humorous, about a guy that was shoveling, and he's being filmed by his wife, and he's just going off as he's shoveling, just going off about his ancestors. And he's so right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can live anywhere in the world. Why did they choose here? Why did they choose here? Come by the No, we can be by an ocean. No, let's go by this stupid lake and let's deal with the snow and let's eventually die of a heart attack when we have to shovel every winter. Like, it was very good. You kind of forget how bad it is. Not so much the shoveling. I invested in a snowblower a few years ago, and actually my wife loves doing it. Go ahead. Have fun. Just the weather was not fun over the last week. If I'm going to bitch about something, I would say the weather. Because not only do you have that, the driving, and then I was reminded yesterday about how scary it is, how close. It doesn't take much to have a wipeout. At any turn I was making yesterday on the roads, just dealing with this weather, and it's November. I purchased a 7-foot Grinch that is on the front yard that lights up. He was knocked over in the snow. He had to get dug out. The kids are big fans of him. Like, there's just so much going on with the weather. There's people that are not going to pick up their dog poop. They're just going to leave. Oh, it's in snow. It's fine. I don't need to pick up. Yeah, well, it's going to melt eventually. And then you're leaving dog crap on somebody else's lawn. And then, you know, we've been gone so long. The leaves, man. I spent 2 full days picking up leaves. I think I texted you. There were 16 full bags that I was throwing out. No joke. No joke. So many leaves. Got them all up. After doing that for 2 full days, and by the way, that machine's an awesome. The mulcher, how they do it, fantastic. My back was hurting because we've got a massive yard. So the day after I finished that, huge windstorm. Massive. Sam, it's like I did nothing.
Come on.
Because all the leaves in the whole area ended up on my front and in my backyard because the winds were crazy for about 24 hours. We're talking about 50 mile an hour winds. Leaves are blowing everywhere. Now all the leaves that were just hanging on the trees, those are all knocked off. All the neighbors that never picked up any of their leaves, they're all now on my property after I spent 2 full days, 16 full bags of leaves off of my property, waiting for the garbage men to be picked up, and now I've got leaves everywhere. And now it snows.
God's plan.
So I couldn't get to them either. Ridiculous.
God's plan. God's plan.
Why do I bother?
Great plan.
Why do I bother?
I think you should just go out there with a handgun and just shoot at all the leaves and just see what happens. Empty the clip.
I was close.
What do you do now? You just blow them back? Is that what you do? There's no way you pick up and fill 16 bags again. No way.
Well, it's all snow outside. I can't do anything anyways.
Oh, so we're back to the Paul Aspen plan. Just let the snow take care of business and figure it out.
I didn't want to go with the Paul Aspen plan, but I was left with no choice. It was not the plan. I did the work. And then because of the Mother Nature, I'm going with that plan. Unless the snow melts quickly, which I don't think is going to happen because I was looking at the weather over the next 10 days. I don't know. It's supposed to be a bad winter. It's already been a bad winter, even though we're not at winter. It's going to continue for months and months and months. We'll see. I got a lot more Case of the Mondays I didn't even get to. We'll get to it over the next couple hours. Joe O, Sammy P, our guy Jason Lockenford drops by next Monday morning. Market moves. Also next hour, NFL and college here on BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.